Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Think of the worst neighbor you ever had. And then imagine you're in a high rise where you don't exactly know which neighbor's the problem. I said Australia. It's actually New Zealand in Auckland. The management of a high rise called the Pacifica were getting all sorts of complaints.
Okay.
For about a month, they started getting complaints from people, 25 different residences. People complained about like a vibrating. In fact, the headline says humming vibrator drove tower residents insane.
Mm. Oh boy.
Humming vibrator. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a $300 million 57 level luxury apartment high rise. So this is a place where you, obviously if you're living there, it's going to be expensive. So investigations kept going on and on because management's like, well, we haven't done anything. We can't find the problem.
Okay.
So they're checking the heating and the cooling and elevators,
pipes.
They're going through everything. And they even started, they could hear the noise.
Yeah.
But they couldn't track it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a vibrating type hum at about 35 to 40 cycles per minute at 80 hertz, which sounds like a cell phone ringing on vibrate in the wall. So that would be maddening.
Yeah, all the time.
How new was this apartment complex?
Really new.
Really
new. But okay. Not like brand new, but
all right.
The kind of new where you'd be like, man, these are still really nice.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Over and over.
It'd almost still be better if it was constant.
Like at some point, whatever it is, the battery's got to die.
Well, you would think. Yeah, I mean. It's plugged in.
People were.
As a girl cord. Who's lived with other girls before, you'd be surprised how long things that vibrate and those batteries can last.
It depends on how much you're using it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The complaints were so vigorous that people were threatening to break their lease and they were going to break it based on this sound driving them crazy. Like, okay. This isn't. You're not.
That's not normal.
Saving me the trouble.
Yeah.
So finally, they figured it out. Anybody have a guess?
I think, like Hot Wing said, somehow a cell phone was plugged in, but like in the wall or in some kind of access.
And an alarm was going off.
Or something.
Nope. Someone had set it up to annoy one neighbor and had no idea it was causing a problem.
What is it?
It is, let's see. They said, I've been told the man had it installed in a window cavity. So he's got books on the bottom of the window shelf.
Okay.
And then this rod, which is plugged in, as one of you smartly said,
okay,
goes all the way up and then rests on the ceiling or where the window comes out, where the frame of the window is.
Yeah, it would transfer pretty well.
Quote, I've been told it's a ceiling vibrator version 2, vibrating and knocking. It drove 25 residents insane. Everyone thought it was an electrical or mechanical issue that created a dull, repetitive noise for all of that time. I don't know what a ceiling vibrator is other than just something to annoy people.
It sounds like it.
Ceiling vibrators have a long, height-adjustable rod to run from floor to ceiling and make vibrations of a knocking noise from the head. They can be remote controlled, and once switched on, they transmit to upstairs neighbors. Thumpers were said to be invented in China and are sometimes referred to as noisemaker revenge machines.
Okay, well, so it has one specific purpose, and so he's using it for that.
What it looks like there.
So it's just a rod that's pushing up against a piece of metal, and so transferring everywhere.
So it only transfers up, though?
Apparently.
Because I feel like if that was something that you had set up in your house to annoy your upstairs neighbors, or in your apartment to annoy your upstairs neighbors, you wouldn't hear it too.
It would annoy you too. Right. Yeah.
Well, you would think it would.
But yeah. I guess if it transmits
and you knew what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, it might just go. That seems impossible that the sound would only go up.
Right.
I know that doesn't. I don't know physics well enough to understand that.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
They located the noise close to the apartment. They asked for access and now believe the owner turned it off. So when they came in and looked through his apartment, they're like, well, it's not in here. And then as soon as they left, he's like,
flip it back up. And well, so it should kept be pretty going. Easy
yeah,
to figure
you,
out.
You would think, wow, it was weird. When we opened that door, it stopped.
Yeah, especially if all of the 25 people, they had to have all been in very close proximity, all above mm-hmm. him.
I mean, that would drive you absolutely batty.
You would want to, once you found out that's what was causing it, you would want to beat the ever-loving life out of that.
Oh, yeah. Day. I mean, you that guy's got to get evicted, right?
Yeah. Oh, you've got to kick
Unless
him
Unless you buy the apartments
He's
in there.
He's the worst.
I don't know. Now, Maitland, you're on the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
And Maitland said this today. She goes, I realized, because you just moved in with all of your stuff.
Yeah.
She said, I realize how loud I am. And why are you loud?
I drop everything.
You drop everything.
I'm the clumsiest person alive,
and
I
it's,
think.
And it's hardwood?
Yes. And it's an old house, so.
It wasn't really built with the idea that it'd be separate quarters on top and bottom?
I think so. And so, yeah, it's old, creaky floors, so already just walking, even tiptoeing, I think, wow, I'm the worst. And then I'm putting furniture together. Like last night, I was putting together a metal rack and I kept dropping screws or big pieces of it, or I have to use a step stool to reach everything and that thing will fall over and it's plastic just smacking around.
Yeah, rugs are going to become your downstairs neighbor's favorite thing when you put them down.
Yes.
Right.
Rugs are so helpful.
Do you have, like, have you met the neighbor? Probably not, right?
Not yet, no.
And do you know anything about, like, is it like an older person, a younger person, a family?
I'm pretty sure it's a young couple. So.
Okay. That's a little better.
Yes. I can just say, I am so sorry. I'm the loudest person alive. I will try harder.
But maybe the person before you was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they'll get a ceiling vibrator and you'll be punished.
Well, I have one
or
that I
can start laying
on
the floor.
Alex, what's the worst neighbor you had? The lady you thought was going to burn down the place?
No, she wasn't the worst. I didn't love living above her because she smoked like a chimney.
Smoked cigarettes in
yeah.
her house? Oh,
and it was
God.
It was an apartment and it was like, yeah. so it was eight yeah. units per building. And she was ground floor and I was right above her. And so everything just reeked mm-hmm. so much. And no, she wasn't the worst one. The worst one I had, it was a couple, a fairly young couple. It was when we lived in Knoxville, when we first moved
oh,
there.
Oh, my God.
And I had an apartment building and the walls were, I mean, you've heard of people say, oh, yeah, they were paper thin. They mm-hmm. were.
I could,
if somebody was talking at just this volume.
You
like,
could hear
just
it.
Right like this. No, yeah. not loud at all. I could hear the whole yeah.
I can't remember if it happened for real or we just said it was going to happen, but didn't you sneeze and someone said, God
yes.
bless you from the
mm-hmm.
from the apartment adjacent?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was like, the hell, man? Yeah.
Because we both got places pleasure. Right next to each other and we thought they were part of the like same owner but different things.
They were like on opposite sides of the street. Yeah.
So mine was like,
yours
Fort Knox.
Nice. Yeah, yours was really nice.
So the first day we move everything in, and the next day we get together, we're into the station, mm-hmm. and I go, how's your place? And Howings is like, nope, I can hear. Mm-hmm. They fight all the time. They scream at each other.
Yeah. And yeah, when I moved in, they had whoever had been there had just moved out. And you remember when we moved in that day, it was like 94 degrees and 99% humidity.
It was pretty bad.
It was really bad. And the inside of my apartment, they had just cleaned it. And so the night before it got hot and our truck arrived, I was laying on the floor and they had just like washed the carpets. So everything was wet.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
I hated that place so much.
Not a great welcome to town.
It was so gross.
At least when you got the truck open with the crowbar, when we finally got the truck open with the crowbar, everything was busted. So that worked out
it was
great.
So great.
Really, really good. Kelly, what's the worst neighbor you've had?
I lived next to an animal hoarder. One time a duplex, I found this awesome urban farm in Atlanta, and I lived in apartments just like what y'all are explaining, where you could hear neighbors and there was constant like thumping noises and music. So I just kind of wanted to figure out, like, do I prefer apartments or a standalone house? Mm-hmm. Found this duplex, thought it was great. Local chefs like grew veggies and stuff on it. I was like, this is going to be awesome. But something was immediately off with the neighbor lady. She never kept her windows open. And I feel like every time a window did get nudged, like a curtain or something, it was a different animal. And then within the first week, a weird smell started coming through. No. And then my cat started to get a little sick. And I was like, okay, I think I need to call the landlord. And so when I called the landlord, he said that he thought something might have been up there, but her lease was up. He wasn't allowing her to renew it. And then she refused to move out.
Oh, no.
And she called the cops. And then it really flipped on her when they were like, can we please step into your house? And it I think they pulled 38 animals out of a two-bedroom, one-bath side of her duplex. 38.
Oh, my gosh. So it wasn't like a freestanding house or anything.
Yeah, because I remember thinking, like, holy crap. And some of them were not alive. So when he had to go back in there and clean out that duplex, the girl who rented it ended up staying with me for a little while. And we helped clean. That's how bad it was. Like, she was the worst neighbor I've had for so many reasons.
That is brutal. This text from Maine. As someone who's lived on the first floor condo for 20 years and have had 8 different upstairs neighbors, I can say with 100% certainty that women are the worst. You ladies stomp around like Clydesdales. That doesn't seem fair.
Are you a hard walker, Maitland?
I am.
Are you a stomper?
I am.
I think part of it's the shoes.
Yeah, but I don't wear my shoes inside all the time, just when I'm...
Oh.
Well...
I was trying to give you some benefit of the doubt.
Do you fall
a lot? You said you're clumsy. Are you bouncing off walls and tipping into things?
Yes, that too, actually. And I forget things a lot, so I'll put my shoes on to leave, and then I'll have to go up and down the stairs 14 times and go back and forth to my bedroom because I need my chapstick or...
You can't go without it.
I can't.
You can't.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.